So, Karen, students have come to the U.S. for a long time for an education, of course, but the numbers have gone way up in recent years. And what's contributed to that trend?
So what's really changed is we're seeing a lot more undergraduates coming to study in the U.S., and that's different in the past when a lot of graduate students typically came from abroad. And they're coming predominantly from Asia and particularly from China because of two things happening. One is what's happening in those countries, which is that you have a real baby boom and more middle-class families, and they don't there's not enough capacity in their own universities. And on the American side, I think there's been a greater interest in having some of these students come because they are a way to make the campuses more international, more globally minded, but also because these students typically pay their own way.
Yeah, they often get full tuition rates for these students, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, for a public university, this is as if a student's coming from out of state, and they don't typically, it's pretty uncommon, actually, for international students to get much in the way of financial aid, and so they are mostly paying full price.
So with rising tuition rates and declining enrollment from U.S. students, schools obviously looking to get students from elsewhere. So what are they doing to market themselves overseas?
You know, I think market's a good word to use because we're talking about a lot of colleges that just weren't enrolling large numbers of international students at all, suddenly being interested in it. And so they've got to get overseas and make a name for themselves. And so you see them doing this on taking tours, going to these enormous college fairs. I mean, I've been to ones in Chinese cities and in Indian cities that just have thousands and thousands and thousands of students cycling through, going to different booths, just being bombarded really by all these colleges that they could go to. But the colleges themselves, the American colleges, also go visit high schools in foreign countries. They build relationships with college counselors to try to recruit students. And they also work with some paid recruiters to help bring students to their campuses as well.
Presumably putting an awful lot of resources into doing that.
Well, you know, it's not cheap, but I think the colleges figure that if they can get even a handful of full-pay students, it more than offsets the costs of recruitment and marketing.
Certainly individual schools see more international students as a way to generate revenue, but what does it mean for the economy as a whole in the U.S.?
You know, there's data. NAFSA, which is the Association of International Educators, does kind of a cost analysis every year of the amount of money that international students bring into the economies. And you know, obviously, it can be particularly localized while the students are in college to college towns. And you know, you think about they're paying rent often. There's all sorts of businesses that are sprouting up to cater to them. I mean, I know that I've gone to some college towns which 5 years ago, you know, had the typical burger joints and bars and catering towards an American college audience, and now you see, you know, Chinese restaurants and Asian grocery stores and a whole economy that's growing up around them. And also, I mean, now this is kind of a controversial topic because of our visa policy, but a certain number of these students do stay afterwards and work in the U.S., and then they're you know, theoretically contributing to the economy that way as well.
Are we seeing this trend primarily, though, in larger areas of the country where you're seeing a lot of, you know, research universities and larger colleges? Are we seeing that trend kind of trickle down now into other colleges and universities that typically didn't have foreign students before?
You see them more now at some of the liberal arts colleges that frankly, you know, don't even have a lot of name ID here in the States because they are the colleges that are spending a lot of time and effort to try to go abroad and recruit students.